To Idiamond. Plus one. How is things going on there, sweet dot? You're looking is very great, sweet dot dot. Can we be a good friend together? Make upon good friends, true friends. Hash Kramabone the dot. Good Kramabone is one symbol of over 100 separate communication by symbol meaning of the African adding crescent fully placed to wisdom and guidance, teachings taught from youth and carried into an adult and throughout life. They are set forth from age of time over 200 years ago. Their continued wisdom, virtue importance foundation is highly used onto the affixed reference onto things of life, such as documents, arts, and more important things to consider too as well, deeds of trust, business operations, interpersonal relationships. These are a true foundation of structure, wisdom, virtue, lessons of guidance for community wellness teachings that do not alter or shift meanings over time. That is something to relate upon. The meaning of the Kramabone says, one bad makes all look bad, or the bad makes it difficult for the good to be noticed. It is as warning against dishonesty and hypocrisy if you imply the application that all negotiations under any other formal without this construct guide to conduct onto our life. A warning appears to the ability to call out and capture the deceptions more easily because it was said warning do not lie. In the US, this is rule over dishonesty, do not lie, only applies in life in a set select enforcing rules of law and order between interpersonal relations from their upbearing creative work creations. These forced into a perspective of truth trust under penalty of perjury, and if there is incentives or corruptions that are not balanced of this integrity, the liability of frank here not enough of a jeopardy to many in this system of law and orders to hold themselves morally on the line of their reputation and character. For in only a few settings in all life these are experiences of exception to one's everyday life. Only when one has a reason, need, want, desire, or mission of some priority to have to put a matter to a process of counsel and rule of order putting themselves appearing before to testify to a magistrate, judicial authority or jury court in an open to the public proceeding, plaintiff side, or one can be compelled by indictment to appear as defendant, to testify, after the complaint of the plaintiff has made a grade of relevance standing over nonsense. That review puts a nonsense filing out. But if there is such nonsense, would that likely be a dishonest approach? Another way is one can be compelled by a subpoena served for a process from plaintiff or defendant to appear on their supportive behalf or against supportive behalf of their side. They are cross-examined against, usually now forming two very different portrayal of truth trust stories unfolding in these open public proceedings when both sides of counsel are supposed to hold integrity to the truth. This is in conflict of interest to tell the truth from one side or the other, a fight. This is not a peaceful bearing reconciliation process. We all realize that to provide testimonial facts of structure to the truth trust story. This affirming this is the model to which we are subject to go, compelled scratching and crawling after no one has been listening to the real actual truth in life because a conflict has already arisen somewhere to a civil and or criminal matter to create this structured set of preceding to pave our society fabric of life. In fight after fight after fight in court. That is not a very sound structure to hold integrity. Out of court, which in court is a relativity and frequent experience for anyone's duration of experience of time onto to the remaining of the timer experience of life. Unless of course, the one's work is such conducted inside actual open court proceeding. This is not a major population court working people. So the matters of most all humans' lives here in this population example cited to you, the tested trust of honesty, trueness, integrity is never most always placed to the record. This applies to the majority population in our society. So we are still supposed to hold our truth trust integrity out of court when we sign certain documents of credentials under penalty and perjury, which usually never is found or never pursued by the state. Other forms of truth-telling integrity falls under the order of holding oaths and contracts of agreement between parties to conduct the business and commerce of what is now becoming evident in this writing, corrupted of integrity, wisdom-wise, most all human life. When we agree to a contract it is assumed, not under penalty or perjury always, we agree to the conditions because we have not lied. This is more likely not true that true on one side of a contract over the other because frankly no element is placed upon that document to compel a person to this truth trust bonding into their guilt and jeopardy later, if they dared pass the lie onto the document and sign. I am sure I missed some other examples where we are in life compelled by order to be honest. All in all, it's our character we show. If we think we can get away with fudging the truth here and there, more likely than not, we will get away with such for long time passing duration. Sometimes they come out into view and many time they never shine into the daylight. This is the model of truth, trust, integrity that is the model here in the United States of America. Hold your trauma bone displayed in your home. Hold your trauma bone displayed in your business. Hold your trauma bone displayed in your life. It is the only thing passing that does not go to oblivion in a conflict, because in aspect of our society, we are compelled to lie and hide by imbalanced relations formed and trust bond. Let's get real plus guyuwaknet plus James Driscoll at relifhuman.net at fuckedifhuman.net. Wanna try your luck at telling a lie then to getting caught in that lie? At fuckedupHuman.net represents the resolving principle of another Adinkra symbol called Mputapo, the knot that bind parties together to work out their conflict and dispute in peace-building models, not of fighting at all cost it out. #makeda.pon says you all humans are insane to not tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth throughout all aspects of your life. Because it is a fact, the lies you have told are mapped in your brain. We can scan your brain for your lies you have told and try to defend that lie makes your brain go berserk. Bright bolding lows, on a brain scan lying shows. Honesty is quiet and peaceful in your brain, not brightly glowing like a searchlight on the ocean seashore. You humans, don't you really yearn of that smooth peaceful life? Why do you lie so much? Make the pond hold your trauma bone in the media and press, or your corrupted news is not well addressed. Make the pond hold your trauma bone on every aspect of your life, everywhere you go, online is no reason to forget its presence, bring it with you too. If truly honesty is the best policy, where did you humans go wrong? Didn't your mother or father give you that advice long time ago when you were young? Even though odds are for sure they divorced themselves, they can't hold that virtue trust either to that fight what I can get from it, I am going lose my wealth to him or her, fight unfair, as we can get away with testimony of faults is what you all have filed into your courts. Why do you humans lie too much? At GRUWUP 2016 #MAKETA